Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Well, hello there. I am so happy and excited to be bringing you the Realized Soul podcast. You know, I've been wanting to create something with my voice for a number of years. And I have a background in music, and I was a singer for a long time, actually. And I had wanted to create a CD. You know, I wanted to have something that I could leave for others to listen to resonate with. But the funny thing was that I never knew what I really wanted to sing about, because nothing would really fit me. I was kind of feeling like Buffy in the fifth season musical episode where she says, "Give me something to sing about." Because I was like, well, what do I sing? What do I sing? And I was trying on all these different genres and artists' messages. And they were great for a while because I love the newness of things and like the artistry of taking on a genre and playing with it and making it mine. But I really couldn't stick with anything because I would like outgrow it or something. It would become meaningless basically after some time. Sometimes it was a couple of months, sometimes it was a year, sometimes 2 years. I was like, oh, this is just not me. And so I was always having that experience of whenever I was performing something, I was like, this isn't quite me. And I didn't have, you know, a strong desire to write words about or write my own lyrics about whatever I was going through at the time, you know, like a lot of singer-songwriters do. But, you know, those things just, I was like, why would I want to sing about heartbreak? It just didn't make any sense to me. It was so overly emotional and so intense for me that I thought I just couldn't keep that up. Yet now, after all these years, what I've been noticing in my life is that there has been this calling inside of me more and more to express myself vocally through speaking, through talking, so that I can express both the trials and sufferings of my life and some of the many, not just some, but many of the joys and the lessons, and really be able to leave something that I knew and felt was my legacy and is my legacy. My life has been filled with more change than most people ever experience. Maybe five people altogether would not experience as much change as I have. And because of all the change, I needed to learn to adapt and also at the same time to live my own life and not my parents' or teachers' or preachers' lives. It was very important for me to learn how to speak up, how to be heard, how to express myself, to truly have my voice, my opinion, not just some amalgamation of other people's. And to, I'm kind of chuckling here because I'm really aware of the aspect of breath and breathing. So as part of finding my voice, my inner voice, and expressing that soulfully in resonance with what I care about and who I am in the world, I really had to get in greater mastery of breathing and breath and to find that place inside me where there's enough space for my being, my expression, and then the interactions with other people can also be there. That can all be present. So, say I went from like a childhood and a young adulthood and even mid-adulthood of taking care of others, always doing what they wanted or needed. In many ways, I was the parent in my family. I was not really allowed to be a child. And so I've had to correct that and do the inner work that's been necessary to give my inner child, my little ones, the space to know that they can be who they really are and it's okay. And now, in my maturity, this whole idea of expressing myself is very important to me. It's a way that I live. First, it has a meaning. And I know also that it is on my soul's journey to have learned these skills, to have gone through what I went through. And why I feel it's important now to bring my stories forward and many of the teachings that I've learned and integrated into my life is because I've been seeing it more and more through the questions that my clients have when they come to me with the things that are really keeping them up at night, you know, those stirrings, the longings, and they don't know what to do next. They're at a little bit of a loss. Like, if I do this thing, then I'm going to upset this in my life, whether it's a person or it's a structure and something that they've come to count on. So there have been these themes with a lot of the women and some of the men that I work with around wanting to be self-expressed, to find their voice, to have their voice, whether it's in their family relationships or at their work or career or in maybe their entrepreneurial and they've got their own business, or with their relationships with significant others. It's really crucial to have their own voice and to know that they're not stifled and that they haven't lost parts of themselves, right? Because they're not secondary to anyone else. And that's created a lot of challenge and inner struggle for them. So within that context, they're asking questions like, you know, do I really want to be in this relationship or not? Do I want to be in any relationship or not? Do I want to launch a business that I thought I was gonna? You know, I've been gearing up, like everything, putting everything into this, but whoa, I just really felt inside myself I've been doing it for the wrong reasons. And, you know, other questions like, do I want to be in a new creative process and maybe keep it going rather than just like doing little one-off projects? So like when I'm talking about creativity, to me, it's not just about making stuff, right? It's not just making a tchotchke or a gift or a little doodad. It's making something that actually makes a contribution in the world. So creativity can take all kinds of forms. It can be something tangible. It can also be something spoken. It can be something artistic. It can be a group, an organization that you create. So whatever your creation is, when that is connected to contribution and you feel that that's important to you, then you know you're on your soul's journey. Now, I'm not saying that everyone has to have a life of quote unquote contribution. That's not what this is about. But I do find that many of the people that I work with have this as a predominant factor. Like they really want to make a difference in the world. But in order to do that, we've got to make a difference in ourselves first and then get used to sharing our real selves, our true selves with others. So these women and men are coming more and more into their true choices and their soulful expressions, where their purpose, their deep life, soul, purpose is motivating them more than anything else. And they're not just starting a new chapter, but like they're starting a new chapter of their new life book, right? Like this is a real passage. Growth into a new paradigm. And they're doing this so they can really express what's been calling to them from deep inside. And so that you can know a little bit more about who I am and what really matters to me, I just wanted to share a few little bits, and then I'm going to tell you what we've got coming up on the Realize Soul podcast. In terms of things, some of the things that matter to me anyway, one of the things that matters most is about being our true self, really being it and expressing it. And in order to do that, it's about being really clear on and getting your needs met without having to be like hard or tough or curt with others, abrupt. And this way of being is something that I would consider compassionate living, right? Living compassionately. It doesn't mean putting up with stuff. It just means bringing compassion to all situations as much as possible. Like one of the ways I'll think about it sometimes is bringing kindness wherever I go. Now, I don't always succeed at this, so don't get me wrong, but I do have that intention. And when I remember that intention, I'm not caught up in stressors. I believe I bring kindness, right? And I know that because people's faces light up, right? They smile. Maybe they hadn't been smiling. And I'm not trying to make them smile. I'm just being kind and connecting with them. So my relationships in the world are always being cultivated. And out of that grows understanding for the other people that I'm coming into contact with. Because I don't always get them and they don't get me. The world is diverse and I am super grateful for that. But in order for us to create a happier, more vibrant and peaceful world, it's important for us to know ourselves and to bring that self forward and at the same time allow for others to be themselves too, to allow them to be on their soul journeys. Maybe they have to go through whatever it is they're going through in order to learn. And so, you know, I would say it's kind of a mutual soul respect that I carry with me, most of the time anyway. So the Realize Soul podcast is going to be perfect for you if you've been feeling, let's say, disconnected at times. Or feeling like you're rushing through things, or maybe you're just wanting peace, more peace or balance in your life. But I would say that one of the common threads is having this desire for more meaning in your life. Right? And that might be because maybe you're feeling like the passion that used to be there, the things that used to get you excited, and wake up in the morning like, yeah, I'm going to go do that. Maybe those have just kind of fallen flat for you. And it doesn't matter whether it's life stressors, work, or global situations, or whatever it is. It's just that you're wanting more meaning again. Because otherwise, like, what's the point? So you could be just feeling a little bit out of sorts or wondering, you know, what am I really meant to do here? What's my life about anyway? And I want to be able to support you in discovering what is possible for you at this point, at this juncture on your soul's journey. Now, some of the ways we're going to do that is we're going to be diving into exploring life adventures, by taking a look at some of the earth wisdom, animal wisdom, spiritual wisdom, and energy wisdom. There will also be some times where I lead you through guided closed-eye experiences and meditations. And these experiences and meditations are going to allow you to feel rested inside and a greater sense of peace and spaciousness within. I'm also excited to be sharing with you some soulful tips and ways that you can use specifically, things you can actually do to stay connected to your inner knowing, to your intuition, and to your soul, so that you can have a more truthfully expressed life and know the high levels of self-trust that come with that. Now, some of the areas of interest we're going to be exploring will be empathy and empathetic listening, healing trauma in the body and cellular memory, functioning as a highly sensitive person. You know, there's been a stigma, right, around so-called HSPs. I don't like labels mostly. But if you self-recognize as a sensitive person, I think you're going to find a lot of value here. We're also going to cover things like setting and maintaining healthy energetic boundaries and how to participate more fully in your community, in your life, as an introvert, while remaining true to yourself and to your needs. And if you happen to be an extrovert and you're listening to this, you'll also gain some insights so that we can all have greater understanding of one another. We'll also be taking a look at some of the questions people have had for millennia, right? Like, is there life after death? And if so, what might that look like? You know, what happens to the soul as it grows? And what's most important for the soul and what it is that you can do about it? You know, just your everyday coffee and tea conversations. Okay, now, some would say I have lived a very gypsy life, and I'm accepting that at this stage. Let's say it's a chic bohemian gypsy life. Now, I may settle down any moment, but I haven't yet. And in alignment with my gypsy life, not long ago, I'd gone to live in Mexico for a few months. Now, my place was right near the shoreline. It was really lovely in that way. And I loved going out and sitting and watching the water and the colors of the water change and the birds, the pelicans like crazy. It was a fun place for me to observe wildlife and to restore and think about one of the things that I just love the most on this earth in terms of the ocean. It's just so amazing and it's played a big role in my life in many different ways. So I would take my chair and sit out on this like long cement deck and just sometimes read a book, sometimes just look at the waves, watch the waves, close my eyes, listen to the sound of the waves, to the sounds of the birds, whatever was happening. And as I was with the waves and hearing that wonderful, gentle splashing, I was noticing that it was almost like the waves were calling in the stories and memories of my life. So many of them started to come forward, things I hadn't thought about in a long time. And it occurred to me, I realized that they were coming forward now because it's time they're shared. Yet we can live our lives the way we have been. We can continue along that trajectory. Or we can actually take the time to ask the bigger questions, the deeper ones, and really feel and get in touch with this essence, this soul being that we are. And when we do that, when we really enter within ourselves, our soul is fed and it helps us to grow and our lives become so much richer for it. And I now know that there is this possibility for you that you may not even realize is there. It could be that you're just totally frustrated or stuck, or maybe you feel like you're trapped right now. And of course, if you are feeling that way, it's okay. That's a valid experience. Yet there's so much more. So if you've been struggling in any way, struggling to make choices that are new to you, or not even knowing what those choices are. And maybe you're worried that new choices could hurt someone else. I want you to consider going deeper so that you can get in touch with what it is that you need. And I want you to tune in and be inspired so that you can find those empowered choices to venture forward as the heroine of your new life book and explore the peaks and valleys of your being. I very much look forward to being with you the next time on our Beach series, where we can connect every other week for deep reflection. Until then, may you connect with who you truly are and honor it. Aho!
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.